Welcome back, friends, for today and the next few episodes. Sarah and I are going to be talking about this book, The Golden Arrow, The Revelations of Sister Mary of St. Peter. But we're not going to do simply a book report as useful, and we've done those in the past. That's no slam on the book report. And we're not going to do simply a biography of Sister Mary Peter, as interesting as that would be. No, we're going to do something a bit more fundamental. We are going to ask how the church encounters the face of Christ and how that encounter produces a response. And that response appears across time and across vocation. It takes the form of reparation, love, and consolation. And this topic was not chosen in abstraction. Sarah had become attentive to this devotion through other serious Catholic mothers whose lives are full and well ordered, as have I. These women with real responsibilities and very little margin for weight for trivialities. They do not return to anything unnecessary. When something persists in that setting, it deserves attention, and it got mine. At the center of this episode is a simple claim. Christianity is not an abstraction. God has revealed himself in a face, in the passion. Pontius Pilate presents Christ and says, "Behold the man." The humanity of Christ is real. It can be encountered, it can be loved, it can also be rejected. This is where the work of reparation enters. It is a precise response to a specific problem. The problem is the offense given to God through irreverence, blasphemy, and indifference. The response is equally precise. It is directed and intentional. We're not looking at an isolated phenomenon. We're looking at a pattern within the life of the church. In Sister Mary of St. Peter, the need for reparation is clearly expressed and far formally articulated. In Thérèse of Lisieux, that same reality is interiorized and lived. She takes the holy face into her name and directs her life toward Christ in love. In Blessed Concepcion Cabrera de Armida, Conchita, the response is carried into ordinary life. A wife and mother, she seeks to console Christ in the midst of daily responsibilities. We can look even further back to Bridget of Sweden, whose meditations on the Passion reflect the same attentiveness to the suffering Christ. These lives are different, but they converge on the same point. Christ is not distant. His suffering is not merely past. His face is encountered as something real, and the response to that encounter is consistent. This is the foundation for what follows. This is about the face of Christ and the response to that face.
Yeah, I think it's very easy for us to become esoteric, right? Where everything just seems to be spiritual with faith. And these, particularly when we're talking about this holy face of Christ, we have painted images of him, and we have, kind of idyllic images or whatnot, but they aren't really so much. Like they don't feel tangible, right? Because we don't have that connection. And yet we know for a fact that Christ did live, that he did walk and talk and speak to many people, right? That he had a physical presence. And even now, we as Catholics believe that we have access to his body, blood, soul, and divinity through the miracle of the Eucharist. But this particular devotion to his holy face, I think, is a really compelling devotion. because to have a face is to be someone, right? You know, it's not just a something anymore, right? And that face gives really those eyes give an insight into the soul. And to meditate really upon the face of Christ is really to know him, right? To in a way that is, I think, really profound. That's why this particular devotion was really of interest to me. I don't know very much about it, so I was looking forward to being able to learn more.
Excellent. This particular prayer, and I'll try and remember, is one of the prayers the Blessed Lord chose to reveal to to Sister Mary of Saint Peter. So we return to this, that I'll close with after these few remarks. We return to the central point. The face of Christ is not distant. He is encountered, and he is responded to. It's not theoretical, it is personal. And the response does not need to be complicated. It begins with attention and becomes real through something small and deliberate. So for today, perhaps take a brief moment and turn your attention to Christ. Not as an idea that Sarah rightly points out, not that there's something wrong, but more than. And more than because he's a person. And then offer something intentional. And within this devotion, I offer this prayer taken from the Golden Arrow in one of the revelations Sister had. May the most holy, most sacred, most adorable, most incomprehensible, and unutterable name of the God, of God be always praised, blessed, loved, adored, and glorified. In heaven, on earth, and under the earth, by all the creatures of God, and by the Sacred Heart of our Lord Jesus Christ in the most holy sacrament of the altar. Amen. Amen. All right, friends, till the next time. Fides et ratio.